Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The topic of Satan and spiritual warfare is one that some Christians find challenging, even difficult to consider. There is not a lot known about the devil specifically and who he is. And honestly, many people operate in a spirit of fear. And they feel like if we just leave the devil alone, he'll leave us alone. Well, that's the biggest lie from the father of lies. If you don't talk about me, I won't bother you. Oh, really? The Bible specifically tells us that he exists, that spiritual warfare is real, and that we are fighting Satan, the devil. Now, Satan is an angelic being referred to as the god of this world. So he attacks us, and his attacks are real. Truthfully, he is out to steal your eternal soul and destroy your divine purpose in life. And the Bible warns us that we better do something about that. Actually, there are millions upon millions of people under his control facing eternal doom. 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now, in warfare, they will tell you that in any battle, you must know your enemy. So I want to give you just a little background of Satan, what the Bible tells us. The Bible explains to us who Satan is, where he's from, and even his battle strategy against us. And we'll see how much of this we get through today, but we will continue next time. The devil, or Satan's original name, was Lucifer. He is an angelic being who became corrupted through pride because of his great beauty. In Isaiah chapter 14 and 12, it tells us about him. And listen to what it says. It says, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, ye who weaken the nations? For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. The Bible tells us that angels have the ability to act as free moral agents. So many of the angels in heaven also joined Lucifer because they were under his influence, and they were thrown out of heaven as well. Ezekiel 28 and 14 gives us more information. It says, you were an anointed guardian cherub. I placed you on the holy mountain of God in the midst of the stones of fire is where you walked. And you were blameless in all of your ways from the day that you were created. Satan is a created being. Some people who are misled, when you ask them what is or who is the opposite of God, they say the devil, they say Satan. No, God had no creator. God is the creator. Satan is simply a created being. The Bible says you were blameless in all your ways from the day you were created till unrighteousness was found in you. Verse 17, your heart was proud because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. So I cast you to the ground. So once again, Satan, an angel, a high-ranking angel in heaven, because of his own pride, said he would be God. and God threw him out of heaven, and others followed him. Lucifer was his initial name, and he's got a lot of different names. I'm just going to give you a couple here, which is the devil and Satan. He wars against humanity today and has a well-established spiritual army to destroy us. He hates humanity because God loves us. And what he was trying to obtain in heaven, God had already blessed us as being children of God, those who accepted us. In fact, if you look in the scriptures, you'll see that the Bible says Adam is considered the son of God, or a son of God. And Satan, angels, cannot be children of God, you see? They are servants of God. So the devil is doing everything he can to destroy every human being and to put their spiritual souls in hell. So we're fighting a spiritual war against invisible angelic beings. And the Bible makes it very clear that they are our enemies. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it says, put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. This is not a war that we chose, but it is a war that we must win. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. The devil's plan is to dominate humanity through sin and evil spirits. Those are invisible beings as well that follow him. And they look for human people or human beings where they can live with them or in them because they have no physical body. Evil spirits have oppressed mankind throughout history. Evil spirits enter and leave people depending upon a person's spiritual relationship with God because they're searching for a home. In Matthew chapter 12 and 43, Jesus mentions this about them. It says, when an unclean spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry places looking for a place to rest, but it doesn't find it. So the spirit says, I will go back to the house I left. And when that spirit comes back, it finds the house still empty, swept and clean and made neat. In other words, that house, that person is void of the presence of God. Somehow that spirit left because that person was seeking God. But now that he's returned, he finds out it didn't continue. So now this is what he does, the Bible says. Then that evil spirit goes out and brings seven other spirits, even more evil than he is. And they all go in to live there. So that person is worse off than before. That is what happens to individuals where evil spirits will control their lives. And that is why it's very important for us as Christians, especially, not to backslide. Don't go back. Because once you do that, those spirits of the past that used to be with you or in you will come back and they'll bring others. You'll find yourself doing things and thinking things and operating in ways that you never did before. It's because these additional spirits have come. Because once they see that you've weakened your relationship with God, they say, we are going to take over. And now, I'm not making this up. This is what Jesus said. So it's important for us to understand you must never backslide. You should never go back on your devotion to God. You've got to stay strong because there is a whole spirit realm watching you to see if it can take you over. Now, Satan's ultimate end will be the lake of fire for all eternity. But for now, we have to deal with his attacks. We've got to be able to defeat him. So let's talk about that very quickly. Number one, we defeat Satan by a covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So many different religions. But if you find out what they believe, almost none of them talk about the devil. None of them really have an escape plan or a defense plan against the devil. That's because only Jesus Christ has given us power to defeat Satan. And it's through a covenant relationship with God that can only come through Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness of our sins. See, forgiveness of our sins is only through Jesus Christ. Can't come any other way. In 1 John 1 and 12, it says, to all who believe in Christ and accept him, he gave them the right to become the children of God. The only way that you can become a child of God is by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. In Acts 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The scripture says the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus Christ gives supernatural power through the Holy Spirit to those who have accepted him as Lord and Savior and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Acts chapter 1 and 8, it says, you will receive power, that word is dunamis, there's supernatural power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere. And if you are not fully submitted to Christ, your spiritual warfare against the devil will be ineffective. And that's very important for you to understand. In the spirit realm, there is no gray. You're either in or you're out. And that's how they treat you. Now, in our minds, we say, well, I'm just lukewarm. That is not the way Jesus sees it. It's not the way the devil sees it. Because Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. God doesn't accept lukewarm professing Christians. They profess. I mean, you know, I don't know what you're professing. He says, I spit you out of my mouth. That's what the scripture says. You need to understand that your prayers are ineffective, especially in spiritual warfare, if you waffle in your relationship with God. The devil's not going to pay attention to you. Why should he? Let me give you an example in Acts chapter 19 and 13, because it shows this truth. It says, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Jesus Christ over those that were demon-possessed. And they would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. And then it identifies them. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. So one day the evil spirit answered them. Jesus I know, and I know about Paul. Well, who are you? Then the man who had the evil spirit in him jumped on them and overpowered them all. And he gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. You can't play with the devil. I want to say it again. You can't play with the devil. It's not for us to be afraid of the devil. When we are walking in obedience to God, Jesus Christ is our Savior, you don't have to worry about the devil. Now, you do have to speak up and tell him to get lost, because he's an opportunist and he's going to do whatever he can to hurt you. But if you're not living right, then please understand that your prayers will be ineffective against him. You got to get yourself right with God and then come against the enemy. Let me give you number two. We defeat the devil by true repentance and confession. See, we are talking today about how to defeat the devil. How do we defeat him? Look, the reason why the message is so important is because he's coming for you. He's coming for you. He comes for us all. He's bold, and he wants to destroy you. He wants to put you in hell. He wants to put you in the eternal lake of fire, because that's where he's going to spend his eternity. So you need to know how to defeat the devil. Number two, we defeat the devil by true repentance and confession. James chapter 5 and 16, it says, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you might be healed. It's important for us, and especially when we're praying, we come to the altar, we need to confess. Some people just come up and say, well, Lord, just forgive me of all of my sins. Okay. What sins? You know, it's important for you to face your sins, to face your wrongdoings, to call it out, to say, no, I'm not, you know, this is what I did. I'm not doing this anymore. Confession leads to salvation. Listen to what it says in Proverbs 28 and 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper. You cover up what you've done. You don't confess it. The Bible says you're not going to prosper. You're not going forward. You can't go forward. But whoever confesses and forsakes will have mercy. So in other words, God will give you mercy and forgive you when you actually confess what you've done and you forsake what you've done. Then things will change in your life. Many are stuck in spiritual bondage and need assistance in getting free, though. And let me be perfectly clear, because, you know, many people, they say, well, this is really a little gray line. Christians, are they perfect? Can they fall? Do they, you know, sometimes slip? Yeah, they slip, they fall. But it's important for you to understand that the reality is you can't continue sinning. See, Proverbs 24 and 16 says, a righteous man may fall seven times, but he gets up again. He gets up again. But if you're still sinning, if you're doing the same thing you were doing and you're holding on to that pet sin, you have to question, am I really born again? And let me read it to you why. Well, I say this in 1 John 3 and 8. Listen, when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil. Did you know that was in the Bible? It says, who has been sinning from the beginning? But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. In other words, if Jesus Christ is in your life, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, not to support your habit, not to support your sinning. You're misled. You're misguided. How can you sin when Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil? And you say, well, I'm a child of God. Let's go a little deeper. In verse 9, it says, those who have been born into God's family, listen, do not make a practice of sinning. Why? Because God's life is in them. Listen, so they can't keep on sinning. Now that just makes total sense. If God is in me, God doesn't sin. I'm going to read it again. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning. It doesn't mean that you might not fall, you might not do something wrong, but you won't practice it. You won't keep doing it over and over again because God's life is in you. It says, so they can't keep on sinning. Why? Because they are the children of God. In fact, the scripture goes on to say, and this is how we know who God's children are. Those who sin and those who don't. It's in the Bible. I gave you the verses. Many people are unaware that they're being oppressed or possessed by evil spirits because they need deliverance in their life. Let me give you a definition of deliverance. A definition of deliverance is the function of casting out an evil spirit by a forceful commanding prayer using the authority of the name of Jesus Christ against sickness, some addiction or addictive behavior, spiritual bondage in your life, whether it be spirit, soul, or body. The Bible says that God has given you authority and spiritual weapons to defeat all of your enemies through Jesus Christ. So this is very important. Guys, look, you have to make up your mind. Who are you going to serve? So you're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. There is no in between. I'll serve myself. You can't. You're serving one or the other. The Bible says that God gives us authority and spiritual weapons that we defeat all our spiritual enemies. In Deuteronomy 28:7, it says, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. See, we don't have to worry because God gives us the weapons to defeat our enemies. Can we pause and give God thanks for that? See, Jesus Christ, he restored the authority that God had given humanity, and now really it has to do with us as believers. We have been restored in our relationship with God. We become children of God because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. In Colossians 2:13, it says, God made you alive with Christ when he forgave all of your sins. He did this by erasing the charges that were brought against us by the written laws of God, which had been established. He took the charges away by nailing them to the cross. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he didn't die for his own sins. He died for our sins, for the sins of the world. So those people who accept him as personal Savior and Lord, they're saying, I accept his sacrifice for me. He died for me. Therefore, he is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my King. I receive forgiveness because of his death on the cross. And his death on the cross wiped away all of the charges against us in the heavenly courts.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's program is part one of Defeating the Devil. Here's how. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.